Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through the Gospel of Luke, and we've now turned the page to Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 17 on this very last day of May in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Now, in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to enroll themselves, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to David's city, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to enroll himself with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him as wife, being pregnant. While they were there, the day had come for her to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a feeding trough because there was no room for them in the inn. There were shepherds in the same country staying in the field and keeping watch by night over their flock. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all the people. For there is born to you today in David's city a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This is the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth, lying in a feeding trough." Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men." When the angels went away from them into the sky, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem now and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They came with haste and found both Mary and Joseph, and the baby was lying in the feeding trough. When they saw it, they publicized widely the saying which was spoken to them about this child. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I just love so much your word, and I love just little insights that come even as I'm reading out loud, and even as I've read this story so many times. There's something that struck me this time, and I'm grateful for it, that Jesus was obviously wrapped in cloth. He was swaddled in that manger, in that feeding trough, and it's just so interesting. It's like a bookend, Lord. The beginning of your life, you came naked from your mother's womb, but then you were wrapped in cloth, and then you were stripped naked before you were crucified. And once you were crucified, you were again wrapped in cloth, and then you were resurrected. And so there's just this chiasm structure where one thing happens followed by another thing, and then the opposite thing happens at the end. And the culmination of that story is your death on the cross. So Lord, we thank you for that kind of insight that only comes from reading the Word of God over and over and over again. So Lord, I pray for my friend listening today that you would give them that same passion and joy and sense of discovery that comes, these multi-layered parts of your Word that are so beautiful. Help us not to forsake reading it. Or Lord, help us not to bring our own cultural context to it and try to conform the Bible into our own image. But instead, let us just plainly read the scripture and find the treasures that are buried there. There's so many of them. Help us to view your word as a treasure trove, Lord. Lord, we thank you for, again, when all these amazing things happen, it's always accompanied by angels. And so, Lord, we thank you for just the supernatural event that happened. And I also just love that you came to shepherds. Like, you are, you were the shepherd over your people Israel. And we know in Psalm 23, "The Lord is our shepherd, I shall not want." And here we have the first proclamation of your birth is to shepherds. And these are folks that are like nobodies and in the middle of the night trying to stay awake, and hear you speak to them and give them this amazing news. So Lord, I just love that you dwell among the lowly. You dwell among those who don't have a name for themselves, who are not trying to make a name for themselves. They're just doing your will day in, day out without a claim. And here you reward them with this excellent proclamation of craziness. This is so beautiful, Lord. So we thank you that you take note of the broken one. You take note of the one on the outskirts and the margins of life. You take note of those who are unseen. You are the God who sees us, Elroy. So I thank you for that today. And thank you for the opportunity just to praise you for it. Because Lord, there's many times where I have felt unseen and yet you have seen me. So for my friend listening today who feels unseen, would you just do something little and fun and supernatural this week to show them that you see them? I pray all of this in Jesus' marvelous, beautiful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day, and I am just grateful for you. I'm looking forward to having June start, and so I'll see you tomorrow on June 1st.